You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's going on, everybody? Trevor Noah here. Welcome to another episode of the Daily Social Distancing Show. We're starting week 4 of staying at home to try and prevent the spread of the coronavirus. And as you may have noticed, yes, I've decided to move to a different spot in my apartment. You see, me and that other part of my apartment had a big fight, so I'm trying to make it jealous. Yeah, I'm in a new spot now, and she treats me right! Anyway, here's your quarantine tip of the day. If you're running out of deodorant, there's an easy way to smell nice. It's you take something called a shower. Yeah, I don't know what those are. Anyway, on tonight's episode, we're gonna learn how to make a mask at home. Some people say Jesus can protect you from coronavirus, and Donald Trump finally admits he's not a doctor. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Daily Social Distancing Show.
From Trevor's couch in New York City to your couch somewhere in the world, this is the Daily Social Distancing Show with Trevor Noah. Ears Edition.
Let's kick it off with the big news. Here in the United States, the country is bracing for a week that the Surgeon General Jerome Adams said is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment and our 9/11 moment, adding that this is going to be the hardest and saddest week of most Americans' lives. Yeah, that's a really, really dire warning. But despite these warnings, there are still people who are not taking social distancing seriously.
For some cities, good weather was all it took to draw out the crowds. People gathering in San Francisco, flooding Washington, D.C.'s famous Seafood Wharf Saturday, and strolling New York's Central Park.
In Los Angeles, officers breaking up a celebration for a one-year-old little girl, calling in reinforcement after the crowd became agitated.
Across the country, religious leaders are holding services and risking their parishioners and their community's health.
Driving out of this Ohio parking lot is a woman who just attended a church service with dozens of other people, including children.
Can I ask you about your decision to go to church, to be inside that building?
I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Aren't you concerned you could infect other people if you get sick inside?
No.
People who don't go to this church.
No. I'm covered in Jesus' blood. I'm covered in Jesus' blood.
Okay, people, just because Jesus is on your side doesn't mean you can't get sick. Don't forget, Jesus was on Jesus' side and he died. Okay? Yeah, he came back, but that was like a one-time thing. I think it's like Mario Brothers lives. Maybe he's got two left. And you know, it's funny how a lot of these same people who say Jesus will protect them from coronavirus are the same people stocking up on guns. I don't get it, huh? Won't the blood of Jesus protect you from an intruder? Nah, I'm going with buckshot for this one. He needs Jesus more than me. And look, whether you want to believe in coronavirus or not, it is real. And today, the United States passed the 10,000 coronavirus deaths. And experts are saying that that number is probably undercounting things because apparently many deaths in the US have been labeled as pneumonia or influenza when they were likely coronavirus. Now, as America reaches the hottest week yet of this epidemic, states around the country have been begging the federal government to help them find ventilators for their overcrowded hospitals. But because the federal government took so long to react to this crisis, President Trump just doesn't have enough ventilators to go around. What he can give people, though, is some unsolicited medical advice.
President Trump says he thinks doctors should use the drug hydroxychloroquine to treat patients who've tested positive.
That's hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. And again, you have to go through your medical people, get the approval. I've seen things that I sort of like. So what do I know? I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor.
Okay, here's what I don't get. Trump is acknowledging he's not a doctor, while legitimate doctors who could answer these questions are standing right there next to him. Why are we getting his opinion at all? Imagine if you went in for a checkup and there was just some random dude behind your doctor giving his opinion, like, if you ask me, it looks like you got some of that AIDS cancer. But what do I know? I'm just a guy who hangs out here. I do have to give some credit to Trump, though, for at least giving us a disclaimer that he's not a doctor. I mean, he doesn't normally do that. In fact, he should end all of his coronavirus press conferences like a pharmaceutical ad. He's just come out like, Donald Trump is not a doctor and his advice should not be taken seriously. If you have an erection lasting longer than 4 hours, please let Donald Trump know, because that's pretty cool. Now, before you get depressed by the fact that America is being led by someone who knows less about medicine than Dr. Pepper, there is still a lot of good news out there. Don't lose hope. For instance, in Europe, although Spain and Italy are still reporting more than 10,000 new infections each day, their corona numbers are finally slowing down, which could be a sign that the worst has passed. And South Korea, the superstars, they've reported only 47 new cases yesterday. And with fewer than 200 deaths out of a population of 51 million people, South Korea has basically emerged as maybe the only nation to have handled the pandemic with near complete success. And I mean, let's be honest, South Korea was always gonna beat corona, because from what I can tell, everyone in that country has a basement inside their basement. So I mean, if you're the virus, good luck finding a South Korean person. But maybe the best news of all is that there are rumors that Netflix might be dropping a new episode of Tiger King, people. That's right, Jeff Lowe told a fan online that he had been filmed for a new episode scheduled to drop this week. Yeah, and when has Jeff Lowe ever lied? I mean, if you can't trust a 65-year-old man who dresses like a rebellious teenager, who can you trust? And I guess this is how low the bar has gotten for what counts as good news right now. We find out there's more episodes about deranged murderers and people being cruel to animals, and we're like, yes! Oh, some good news, thank you, Lord. And I'm gonna be honest, guys, I am terrified of this news, because every episode of Tiger King has been crazier than the previous episode. So what's gonna happen in this new episode? Are we gonna find out Carol Baskin and her husband faked his death to get the insurance money, and he's been secretly living inside one of those tigers all along? Ah! But let's move on. Over the weekend, we got a major update from the CDC. After months of telling us that only sick people should be wearing masks, the CDC now says everyone should cover their faces with masks made from cloth, like shirts or bandanas or scarves. Because apparently, even people who don't have symptoms of coronavirus can unknowingly spread the coronavirus. We are all coronavirus. Sounds like an inspirational message. Even if you don't feel corona, corona can feel you. So basically, anytime we go outside for essentials, all of us should have a bandana or something on our face. The CDC is gonna have everybody looking like broke-ass Mortal Kombat characters.
Get over here! Whoa, whoa, whoa! Dude, coronavirus! Not that close. Just get over there.
But still, folks, that's a major shift from the CDC. And it's already having a big impact. For instance, Joe Biden said that from now on, he will wear a mask in public because it's important to follow the science. Meanwhile, President Trump has said that these guidelines are voluntary and he will probably not wear a mask. Which, let's be honest, doesn't surprise anyone. Trump is all about appearance. He's not gonna be wearing a mask. He doesn't care about safety. In fact, the only way they can get him to wear a mask is if his aides trick him. Yeah, they just gotta trick him like he's a child. No, Mr. President, it's not a mask. It's a border wall for your face.
So viruses are like the Mexicans of germs. I got it.
Now, if you're not the president and you want to help and try and stop the spread of coronavirus, you can make your own mask at home. Yeah, all you have to do is put pieces together and you can sew your own mask if you want to. And I know it sounds difficult, but I actually watched some YouTube videos and it's actually pretty easy. Hey guys, so I'm gonna show you how to make your own face mask at home. All you need is a piece of fabric, like a t-shirt, and then something to cut with. You wanna get the fabric to the place where So that's basically how you make a face mask. Pretty simple. But you know, just to see how other people do it, I'm gonna check in with some of the correspondents and see if they've had any success. Cause I know they're a pretty crafty group of individuals. So let me just Skype in with Jabuki. Yo, Jabuki, what's going on, dude?
Yo, Trevor, what's up? I just got back from a walk outside. Have you been down the street? It is beautiful this time of year.
That's actually the reason I'm calling you. I can't go outside right now because I can't make a mask. I tried and it turns out I bleed a lot. Like, can you help me figure out how to make a mask? It looks like you got a cool one.
Yes. I'm prepared, but I know how to make a mask from scratch. I told you to get those t-shirts, right? Those t-shirts that you wear around the office?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got all my work t-shirts here. Yeah, I've got them.
Perfect. I have the instructions right here. I'm going to read them off. So with the first t-shirt, you're going to want to cut it in half.
Cut it in half.
Yes, exactly like that. Yes.
Okay.
Like right across.
It doesn't need to be neat. You could just, yeah.
Oh, great. Okay.
Right.
Oh, damn. All right. Right. Oh, this is probably going to be like, is this like the front of the mask type thing?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, cool. Exactly. Yeah, I got it.
Fine. Yeah, it's good. So
I got that.
All right, perfect. You got that one. So take the next one, and then you're going to want to cut that one up the middle like that.
Up the middle. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so just take it like that, and then, wow, all right.
Yeah, it must be tricky with the hand, but.
Yeah, I didn't know that your hand could, like, bleed so much from a finger. It's like a weird thing. So I can just like, so down like that.
Yeah,
right?
You can even just rip it. You can even rip it.
Right. So now it's like just like one big piece.
Perfect. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So then for the last one, and this one's super important. That's the white one, right? Yep. I recognize the one. You're going to want to cut it diagonal like that.
Okay. Diagonal. So like through the sleeves.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
All right. I got it.
Yep.
Wow, man, this is really hard. I see where people are struggling. Okay, cool.
Got it, though.
Through the sleeve.
And
to the other side.
Almost there.
Oh, there, I got it.
Yes, you got it. Okay.
We got it.
Yeah. So
this
now.
This is great, dude. This is so much fun. Okay, what do I do now?
So take all three of those and put them in a garbage bag and throw them away. I never liked those shirts, Trevor. They don't look good on you.
Yo, Jabuki, these were my favorite shirts.
And that was the problem. You gotta be looking crisp, Trevor. You can't be out here lacking.
I'm sorry I called you Jabuki.
No,
I hope you have a fantastic day outside with your mom.
One would be a
goodbye, Jabuki.
That would be a really cute crop top.
Asshole. All right, let me see if I can get Dulce on. Dulce!
Hi, friend.
You're a sight for sore eyes. How are you?
You know, I'm just in here just cooking and crafting and just really plotting my takeover of the world. What?
I knew I should have called you. Wait, what? Anyway, I knew I should have called you first because I need someone who can craft. I'm trying to make a mask for myself to stop coronavirus, but I don't know how to do it. There's a thing that happened. Anyway, can you help me out?
Mm-mm. I need a face mask to go outside because I just wear this t-shirt that says, I already have corona.
Why would you do that?
To trick the corona. When the corona sees my shirt, it'll be like, I don't need to infect her. I already been there.
Joel said the coronavirus can't read.
How do you know that? We don't know anything about this virus. This bitch can have a master's. We don't know. She can work for NASA.
No, Dulce, you need to get a mask when you're outside. Please don't use the shirt, Dulce. That's better. I gotta go. I really thought you'd help me. Let me see if I can get someone. Yo, Michael Costa.
Trevor.
What's going on, dude? How you doing?
What happened? Are you okay, man?
Dude, that's why I'm calling you, man. I can't. Making these masks is harder than people say. Like, I almost chopped my hand off.
Dude, sewing and needles. You don't need to do that, man. I got it, Trevor.
What do you mean?
I took a pillowcase. I cut some holes for the eyes. This is it. No sewing, no loops. I just came up with it. Check this out. This works. It protects your face. Oh. I think I've made a clan hood.
Yeah, I think you made a clan hood.
Not thought.
We should just stay indoors. It's fine.
Can we just forget?
I don't even, this never happened. I don't even. Well, there you have it. an easy way to make a face mask. After the break, I'm going to be chatting to Jennifer Garner, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome back to the Daily Social Distancing Show. Earlier today, I spoke with actress Jennifer Garner about her initiative to help kids continue learning while they're stuck at home during the coronavirus outbreak. And we also talked about how we can help kids get the nutrition that they need while their schools are closed. So, check it out. Jennifer Garner, welcome to the Daily Social Distancing Show.
Thank you. It's nice to not be with you.
Is this the longest time you've been at home, like ever, basically?
I mean, sometimes when you're shooting something, you don't leave town. But yeah, this is the longest time for sure.
And I feel for people who have kids in this time, because one of the most talked about effects of coronavirus is obviously the economy, it's people's health. And then I find in a close spot, like right near the top, is parents saying this is the worst time they've ever experienced in their lives because they have to teach their kids. You have three children, correct?
I have three children, and their schools are doing a great job of, they're still receiving instruction from school. Mm-hmm. So I haven't had to be their teacher. I think I'm ill-equipped to be their teachers, and I'm really proud of them. They've been great. I have no complaints. But if they were toddlers and babies, I would probably lose my mind.
Yes. Toddlers are the worst because they don't understand what you're saying, because, I mean, they're basically drunk the whole time.
Yeah.
I feel like you're in such a good place that you've decided to help others get into a better place, which is part of the reason we're chatting today. The initiative that you're kicking off with Reese Witherspoon sounds amazing. Amy Adams is part of it as well. I saw Lupita Nyong'o, I saw Chris Evans, I saw so many A-list names coming together. And if I understand correctly, you're going to be reading stories to children. Tell me more about this.
Well, Amy Adams called me a couple of weeks ago and said, I'm worried about the kids that are out of school. And I know, you know, 30 million kids rely on school for food, not to mention, you know, so many kids don't have broadband, don't have books at home, don't have access to school supplies or anything like that. And their schools can't afford to print up stuff and send them home with them anyway. Mm-hmm. But her idea was, wouldn't it be great if celebrities read books for kids who are home and for whom the news is scary and there's not a lot of content? And then we ask for donations. And I said, well, this is actually what I do. And we immediately asked No Kid Hungry to partner with us because their specialty is urban and food. Our specialty is rural and education. And so the combination of things has been really awesome. And what's incredible is just how much people want to help. And Reese Witherspoon, always the first to jump on to a way to help people. And then we've just been running it from my little office while my kids are in Zoom school. And we've raised a couple million dollars. And
wow.
In mostly $10 donations, which just shows that people at home are really generous. There are a lot of people that say, yep, I'll give $10. But also people are just enjoying the videos.
So you're making these videos and you're reading to kids and you're raising the money to help other kids who need to get food and you're trying to just, I guess, help everybody in any way that you can. I guess the question is not the why, but rather like why these areas specifically. I know you worked in it, but what made this so important for you?
Well, I know what it looks like in rural America. I grew up in rural America. My mom and dad both did. They both grew up poor. I didn't, but I was surrounded in West Virginia by generational rural poverty. And I've worked and traveled extensively throughout the poorest pockets of America with Save the Children for 12 years. They are living on a razor's edge. They're really, when these kids show up Monday for school, they run into school. And it's not because the breakfast that is served at school is so fancy. It's because they haven't eaten since the snack at the Save the Children program Friday after in the after school program. They might have eaten, but they haven't had a real meal. And I know I had just been in Kentucky the week before all of this went down, visiting our programs out in Perry County. And all they were talking about was, okay, how are we going to get food made? And then can we afford gas and bus drivers to get it to the kids? And when we do, how will we get enough books to be on the buses for the kids? And so when Amy called me and had this great idea, it was just like, yeah, this is exactly what I should be doing and exactly how I need to spend this time.
Before I let you go, how can people help if they want to jump in, if they want to participate in any way, what can they do to help?
Well, first of all, just for the fun of it, go onto Instagram to @SaveWithStories. And you'll see, I mean, we just put Steve Carell up tomorrow. We have Lin-Manuel Miranda going up, Catherine Newton. We have so many great people up there reading and more going all the time and your favorite books. And I'm personally matching everyone with their books. And if you want to donate, it's $10. You just text the word save to 20222, or you go on to savethechildren.org/savewithstories.
Got it.
And that would be awesome because we're just eking everything out of it that we can to help these kids.
Well, thank you so much for doing that, and we'll help as much as we can on our side.
I really appreciate it. Do you want to read for us?
I would love to.
Would you?
You let me know when, and then we'll jump in on it.
Oh, good. Okay, wait, I have one more thing to tell you.
Yes.
It's been so successful for Save the Children here in the U.S. that it's up and running in the Netherlands, Save with Stories South Korea, Save with Stories South Africa, Save
wow.
with Stories UK is getting up and running, Australia, so India. So it's become a whole global thing. Isn't that cool?
That's Amy Adams. That's really, really amazing. This is one of those things that I hope will stay long after coronavirus is gone. We just keep doing this and keep helping.
I hope so. Well, thanks so much. We really appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, take care. Be safe.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Jennifer Garner. Well, that's our show for today. Before we go though, this is a make or break week for many doctors, nurses, and first responders around the country. And you at home can help them protect themselves while they're saving lives. All they need is help getting masks, gloves, and gowns, or PPE, to protect themselves during this crisis. So please, go to Thrive Global's First Responders First and donate whatever you can to help get PPE to the people saving our lives. And if you want to help in New York City specifically, then please go to the New York Mayor's Fund COVID-19 Response and help them out. Stay safe out there, wash your hands, and remember, only cough into your own elbow. Other people doesn't work so well. I'll see you again tomorrow.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed.
Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.